Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool have beat Leicester 2-0. We're all feeling great. The Glen Book is bouncing to the sounds of Diogo Jota because he's the match winner today. Nearly scored about 80 goals this season. I've not counted, but it's around the 80 mark. And he's a match winner. He's what a fella. And I love a second when it's a winner. I love a 2-0 when it's a burn. That's a winning goal. See you later.
The 2-0 was, this is now finished. Please go home. Can you all go to the exits? There is no point being part of this football match any further. Thank you very much indeed. In fact, the only reason we're still playing now is to see if he can get his hat-trick. And in the end, he was too selfless.
And then we passed to Salah once.
Put Salah in. He should have been more direct at that moment. Gone from there. But listen, it's excellent from him. It really is. You know, he is the second highest scorer in the country. This is a really important thing to keep saying. The highest scorer in the country is Mo Salah. And then there's a bit of a gap. And then there's Diogo Jota. And then there's a bigger gap now. There's now a bigger gap between second and third than there is between first and second. You know why? Because he's great. If Mo Salah didn't exist this season, you'd be talking about him as footballer of the year. You really would be, the way he's banged them in. What he's done, he's been the absolute business. He's great tonight. I don't like him off the right in terms of his general football impact. But my God, get him between the posts. He knows exactly where the back of the net is. All the obvious cliches. Because the thing about goal scorers is the cliches don't go out of fashion. The cliches remain the case. And he's there between the sticks. He's absolutely ruthless. Liverpool win 2-0. And he strangled the life out of Leicester City.
David Cavada, goals pay the rent. So Jota gets his share.
Oh, those cliches keep coming, boys. It's fucking fantastic, isn't it? I'll give another one there. Me lad before said to us, he said to someone on Twitter, said, do you think Jota was born in the six-yard box? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that was a great quote, that I thought that's lovely, that. But I think personally, he keeps scoring these goals to get everyone to keep practicing the song for Wembley. Because by the time we got off the bus at Stanmore, it's going to be bouncing. And this lad is absolutely, he's world class. He's absolutely up there with anybody. And he's just, he's carried the team and we needed to him the last month. And that looks like a bit of an, okay, nice one, you're a good support and act and all that. But this is a genuine bit. How can you leave him out the team? He's fucking deadly. That's it. I'm just delighted with it. Even though he's not playing in his best position, he's a goal for it. I just can't believe how fucking marvellous he is.
It's a great shout out from Damien Benning now. What he's contributed over the last 6 weeks shouldn't go unnoticed, and we need to remember it at the end of the season when we've got four trophies and everyone's buzzing because we've just twatted some no-marks 5-0 in the Champions League or final or whatever it is. We need to go back. You've not got a ticket in the ballots. We need to go back. We need to go back to January. I remember Damien Cavani when we were in the Glen Book, and where he said he came to the party when he needed to, because he has.